Helping the less fortunate has been a lifelong concern for Peter Singer, author and professor of bioethics at Princeton University. It's a concern Mr. Singer shares with the members of the 1% for Development Fund, an organization consisting of current and former UN staff members inspired by the longstanding UN goal of transferring 1% of rich countries' income to poorer nations and dedicated to providing many small contributions to development projects worldwide, such as their Winnetka Education Program for street children in the Philippines. At a recent celebration commemorating the 1% Fund's 25th anniversary, Mr. Singer spoke about his new book and how giving what you can is still giving.
I've been thinking about this issue for more than 35 years, so that goes back to when I was a graduate student in philosophy at Oxford. I was moved by initially the crisis in what's now Bangladesh, when millions of refugees fled over the border from what was then East Pakistan into India. And it was really in that context that I first wrote about this issue, because I thought that the rich nations were simply not doing enough to help India to cope with that enormous influx of refugees. So I was partly just moved by the situation, by the glaring contrast between the affluence where I was living and the extreme poverty that people were suffering.
In Singer's new book, The Life You Can Save, Acting Now to End World Poverty, he points out that making only minor sacrifices can save lives and improve society on a global scale. To him, the choice is simple.
It just seemed very obvious to me that if you had a choice between spending money on a luxurious restaurant dinner or giving it to people who are close to starvation or in extreme poverty, you would have better consequences if you gave it to the people who are really poor.
Poverty and inequality remain pervasive in all societies, but focusing on the numbers alone could be counterintuitive when searching for reasons why, Singer explains.
I think we have an element of compassion in us. The problem is that we evolved to be compassionate to those who are close to us and whom we can see, because we've spent most of the millions of years of our human and pre-human existence as social mammals living in small groups. And now we have a situation where the people who need our help tend to be far away and invisible to us.
Singer believes human beings are naturally compassionate, but often must be reminded that there are those who need our help.
I think NGOs can play a huge role in relieving world poverty because they can be free of political considerations, and because there are many of them, they can be more innovative and experimental and really try to take up ideas about what will work in relieving global poverty and testing it. So I think that's perhaps the greatest hope for reducing world poverty. But the problem, of course, is that the NGOs still have very limited resources. So I think that we need to be doing more to support NGOs. The NGOs themselves need to do more to be more transparent and to demonstrate their efficacy.
Surely, we can all afford to give within our means. This is Matthew Graham for United Nations Radio.